السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن يبتغي غير الإسلام دينا فلن يقبل منه وهو في الآخرة من الخاسرين. صدق الله العظيم. Make space for his brother and to put the Quran away. Muhammad, give this. My respected brothers in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with a beautiful deen. And in this deen, Allah has kept our respect, Allah has kept our honor, and Allah has kept our success. No sooner we stray from this deen, from the commandments of Allah, from the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the result will be we will lose our respect, we will lose our honor, and we will be unsuccessful in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything has been mentioned in the Quran, in the Sunnah, in the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions that al-halal bayyin wal-haram bayyin. That halal, as far as halal is concerned, it has been mentioned, it has been defined. What is haram, that has been defined also. And then you will find certain matters that are doubtable, that is in doubt. What you should do in that time, you should try and abstain. One who will abstain from the doubtful things, he will protect his deen, and he will protect his honor, his respect and dignity also. But one who starts falling into these doubtful things, there is a possibility that he might fall out of the boundary also. It is like a shepherd who grazes the sheep and he has a certain boundary. He cannot go beyond that boundary. But no sooner he starts grazing those sheep alongside the boundary, what will happen? There is a possibility that the sheep will fall outside of the boundary. And then the consequences will be grave also. So this deen that Allah has given us, it is for our own benefit. If we adhere to the commandments of this deen, the obligations that have been set upon us, inshaAllah, then Allah, we will be successful. Allah will make us successful here. Allah will give us respect, honor, dignity here also. But no sooner we start straying from this, then we'll become unsuccessful. We will be disgraced and humiliated in this world also. And in the hereafter, we don't know. When we adhere to it, Allah will give us respect and honor and dignity in the hereafter also. This is the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Respected brothers, a very strange incident is taking place. I wouldn't say strange, but in our locality or in our city or in our state this very weekend. And it has come to my attention. I came to know of it a few days ago when I had gone to one of the stores to buy something, and I picked up this flyer that I found there. Muslim gatherings. And it's what phase are you in? No matter which phase of life you are in, come join us for an evening of networking for single professional Muslims. Bring your friends and be prepared to meet new people. Bring your friends and be prepared to meet new people. In a lively and friendly atmosphere, dinner will be served. Dinner will be served. And then, alhamdulillah, somebody put this on the board outside. I don't know whose permission they took. But anyway, they had put it there. And I went through it and I had seen that it was pertaining to the same event. And here at the bottom is written, Muslim businesses sponsor singles event. Read on. And this event is taking place tomorrow night at 7 p.m. in Seattle in Jackson Street. And the event also is mentioned here is halal, that it is mentioned that my friend and I arrived just concerning about the last event that had taken place in California. This is a thing that is starting taking momentum within the Ummah. And really it is disheartening, and it is something to worry about. Something to worry about. As Muslims, we should be worried about this. That the place, my friend and I arrived just as things were getting started. The organizers had the mic and were making introductions, setting the playful, relaxed and halal conscious tone for the evening. The ceiling was high, the floors wood, the punch strong, the sliced apples and samosa fresh, and the brothers and sisters looking fine. Red paper and pens were distributed, a getting to know you activity designed to spark movement and a discussion with as many people as possible. As Muslim men and women started introducing themselves to each other, usually in safe friendship clusters of twos and threes, Latin music served as the backdrop to the increasingly animated discussions on the floor. A certain person, name is mentioned here, notable in the community for serving as imam numerous times at the local MCA, among other things, was introduced to give a short talk. Salient and well-dressed, Mr. So-and-so spoke with confidence and compassion to this crowd of mostly late 20-somethings, early 30-somethings, about how socializing with the right intentions is actually a form of worship of our Creator. Evaluating each other with the intention of marriage in a halal way. Allahu Akbar. Call it a halal way. We were all there, to some extent, to meet other single people, whether to meet the one, in capital letters, hyphenated, or create friendships. Who is the one? The one that means our Creator, that is. That they were trying to find their Creator in that environment. Trying to find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, getting to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in such an environment. Lots of good mingling, and let me introduce you to my friends going on as people munched and chewed their way to a deeper understanding of the person next to them. Then there was a game taking place where the boys got the blue cards and the girls got the orange cards, and the boys had to answer the questions the girls had, and it carried on from there also. Moderate culture is what they call it. Today's modern Islam. Bring single Muslims together for the sake of networking in a halal environment. Simple idea. Just they came up with this idea. My respected brothers, really, you know, we can go on reading about this, and there's lots of other things. Several coordinators were also present and added in interaction between people. And they said, no, when we have couples there, few married couples present as event coordinators. It was done in a great manner, maintaining Islamic values, by having a few married couples present as event coordinators to work the event and provide an ease and a comfortable atmosphere. Respected brothers, what has our deen taught us? What has Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us? And where have we strayed? Where are we heading to? Few weeks ago was a music event. Now we are going to be sponsoring such events. Networking of single Muslims. You know, in days gone by, when someone had a daughter at home, or someone had a son at home and they wanted to get them married, then they would look for the right girl. They would approach certain families and they would use certain avenues. When they adopted those certain avenues and methods, there was barakah in those marriages. There was barakah in those marriages. Allah Ta'ala blessed those marriages. You know, it doesn't mean that if you have a daughter, that is below your dignity to go and ask for a boy. If you know of a good boy, of a good youth, a good man who is, you feel can give your daughter a good life, you know, who can protect her, protect her dignity also, and is good for her deen also, a respectable man, you know, a pious boy, there is nothing wrong going to ask. If, you know, we cannot ask directly, at least send someone else, then ask that boy. If he's interested in getting married, they can come forward. There's absolutely nothing wrong in that. And this has been started, according to what information I got the other night, by someone working in Microsoft, also one of the single Muslim sisters working in Microsoft. She says she doesn't have the opportunity of meeting with Muslim friends. Alhamdulillah, Allah has given us this masjid here. If she comes and takes part in the halqas of the sisters that is taking place, inshallah, she will meet a lot of sisters also, inshallah. And that her thinking will come into line also if she starts attending these halqas. So, there is absolutely nothing wrong. But when we resort to this, when the ummah will resort to this, and we will allow such things, when we will allow such events to take place in society, then my respected brothers and sisters, it is our downfall. It is the beginning of our downfall. It comes in the encyclopedias that the downfall of the Greek dynasty. The downfall of the Greek dynasty started when the men started intermingling with the ladies. When the men started intermingling, Sheikh Sibai Rahmatullah Alayh from Jeddah, who passed away a few years ago, he had given a certain speech, or he's written in his book, that one of the reasons for the downfall of the Greek dynasty and the Roman dynasty is that when they started intermingling. Today we question it. Rasulullah has mentioned it is one of the signs of Qiyamah. It is one of the signs of Qiyamah when you start intermingling. And we say no, all for the sake of deen, for the sake of religion. My respected brothers, no man in his right senses, no man who has got iman in him, who has got iman in him can allow his wife or his daughter or his sister to mingle with other men. No man in his right senses who has got iman in his heart will allow such a situation to prevail. To allow his mother or his sister or his wife or his daughter to intermingle with other men. This is contrary to the teachings of Islam. This is contrary to the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There wasn't any more chaste, anyone more chaste, more pious than the wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed, فَاسْأَلُوهُنَّ مِنْ وَرَاءِ حِجَابِ, that if you have any questions to ask, ask them from behind a veil, behind a curtain, behind something covering. Don't go face to face. Don't go face to face. Yes, in the early Islam, there were some incidences where there was some intermingling. But when the ayat of hijab were revealed, my respected brothers, the ladies of that time and the men of that time, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ وَيَحْفَظُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ ذَلِكَ أَزْكَى لَهُمْ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّبِيُّ قُلْ لِأَزْوَاجِكَ وَبَنَاتِكَ وَنِسَاءِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ يُدْنِينَ عَلَيْهِنَّ مِنْ جَلَابِيبِهِنَّ. Ibn Sirin rahmatullah alayhi writes that he asked Ubaidah Salimi rahmatullah alayhi about how did they cover themselves at that time concerning this ayat, and Ubaidah got up and he took a very huge sheet and he covered him, he put it on top of his head and he covered himself so that only the left eye was left open. Only the left eye was open. He said this is how they covered themselves in that day. The face was covered and only the one eye was left open. Ibn Sirin writes this. I'm not saying this. Ibn Sirin writes this. Today we allow our women folk to dress as they want to. Where is the respect and dignity that this religion has given us? We allow our daughters to dress as they want to. And some of them are reaching that age of puberty. And we allow them. When are they going to learn? When are we going to teach them? When the tree is already straight and it's difficult to now to make it straight? To mend it now to bend it? No, those formative years are when they are growing up. And Sheikh Sibai rahmatullah alayhi mentions, and one of the two worst avenues of this intermingling is, the first avenue is mentions is the intermingling at the level of education. We feel that, we need this intermingling as far as our education system is concerned. Yes, we can understand it where there are few teachers and there are few students when you are developing a certain system. But today you will find in the Christians also that they have schools for girls. They will have school for boys. Those that are in the right mind, in the right frame of mind, they will have separate schools for boys and they will have separate schools for girls also. And today, alhamdulillah, you have universities for women also, for women only. Maybe not in this country, but you will find it in other countries. Malaysia has. Yes, we want women doctors. We want women professionals. But in a proper environment. In a proper environment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself said, لِلْرِجَالِ نَصِيبٌ مَا تَرَكَ لِلْرِجَالِ نَصِيبٌ you know that it is, the woman can also earn. وَلِلْنِسَاءِ نَصِيبٌ مَا اكْتَسَبْنَ. That the woman, they also have the right to earn. But in a proper environment. The first avenue of intermingling will be the avenue of education. The second avenue that Sheikh Sibai rahmatullahi mentioned is the avenue of the job. The intermingling at the job places. Today we feel, no, my daughter must go and work. I have millions in my account. I have thousands in my account. But no, my daughter must go and work. She must earn a living. Allah has put you there to provide for your daughter. Allah has put you there to provide for your wife. Allah has put you there to provide for your mother. Allah has put you there to provide for your sister. In providing for them, you are going to be getting ajr. Aren't you aware of all the rewards that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given? Rather than you allowing your daughter to go and intermingle with such people that have no iman, and at some time or the other, respected brothers and sisters, where she will be harmed. فَلَا يُؤْذَيْنَ ذَلِكَ أَدْنَى أَن يُعْرَفْنَ فَلَا يُؤْذَيْنَ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّبِيُّ قُلْ لِأَزْوَاجِكَ وَبَنَاتِكَ وَنِسَاءِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ يُدْنِينَ عَلَيْهِنَّ مِنْ جَلَابِيبِهِنَّ ذَلِكَ أَدْنَى أَن يُعْرَفْنَ فَلَا يُؤْذَيْنَ فَلَا يُؤْذَيْنَ. Sometimes mentally they will be disturbed. Sometimes spiritually they will be disturbed. And on the social structure, as far as society is, they will be disturbed also. How many times we find? That when the husband and woman are, husband and wife are working or in different environments, this led to the breakup of the marriages. Why? Because she got interested in someone else. And then she started making life difficult at home, looking for excuses for this marriage to break up. This happens when you allow such situations to arise. When we allow such situations, now this event that is going to take place, how many women are going to go there not dressed in a proper manner? Or they might have hijab, but that hijab I'd rather not say guarantee, because then somebody will start taking it down, and then it will cause another conflict, another whole discussion about the whole thing. But what happened in these instances, they will wear those very thin veil scarves, thin veil hijabs, where you can see right through the color of the hair. And not only that, you will even get the fragrance that is coming out of her house. Every woman that lives in this manner, where she adorns herself for other people, where she starts adorning herself for other people, and she leaves the home, she is directly under the curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She is under the curse of Malaika. From the time she leaves her home, till the time she comes back home, she is under the curses of Allah and the Malaika. What reward can she expect from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And with this intention, no, I am going there to meet single Muslim males, so that I can get the right person, Mr. Right for me. If you want Mr. Right, then you have the avenue of your father, your mother. If not that, somebody elderly in your society. Otherwise, there are other avenues where you can find Mr. Right. You will not find Mr. Right there. Mr. Right will make you almost wrong. He will use you, he will abuse you. He'll take your phone number, he'll take your email address. And then from there, it will build from one relationship to another relationship. And this happens. Man gets married 6 months ago, now he's thinking of divorce. The wife is thinking of divorce. Where was that attraction? That attraction is lost now. We don't realize the values that our deen has given us, which our Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us as reciters of kalima la ilaha illallah. The values that have been taught to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We have forgotten all this. We have allowed ourselves, when we are allowing ourselves to fall that way. That is why Rasulullah says that there are boundaries. One who starts bordering on the boundaries, there is a possibility that he will fall out of the boundary. There's a possibility that he will fall out of the boundary. That is why it is very important, respected brothers, that how we look after our wives, our daughters, our sisters, and our mothers. This is our jewelry, this is our gold, this is our pride. We take pride in this. We should be taking pride. They have no pride. They allow their woman to go out. They allow them to be used as sex objects. They cannot sell a commodity without them, because they have no iman. They have stooped to that level. Allah did not want this from us. Allah does not want this from us. And we cannot allow this to happen. This event will take place. Whether we like it, will take place. My respected brothers, مَنْ رَعَى مِنْكُمْ مُنْكَرًا فَلْيُغَيِّرْهُ بِيَدِهِ فَإِنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ فَبِلِسَانِ فَإِنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ فَبِقَلْبِ وَذَلِكَ أَضْعَفُ الْإِيمَانِ أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. If we have some knowledge about this, it is our duty, in some way or the other, to stop this event. If we cannot, prevent others from going. Whoever we come into contact, we know that they are going to this event. Try and prevent it. Make them understand. Make them understand that what they are going to indulge in, it is totally against the commandments of Allah, totally against the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then we have our Muslim businesses sponsoring such events. For that dollar that they are spending towards it, they are answerable to Allah. If they had given their dollar to the masjid, or if they had given their dollar to some institution, dini institution, some madrasa, or some education institution, they will get reward for it. And how much Allah Ta'ala will reward them? Wallahu yudha'ifu liman yasha. Allah will increase for whomever He wishes. But rather spending in those things, trying to think that no, that this is some dini atmosphere, this is an atmosphere where we are going to recognize our Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because how are they going to recognize? The two people will get together. The foundation is already wrong. They're going to get together and probably they will marry. Now they will be fulfilling one commandment. They will be fulfilling a sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they feel in that way they're going to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the means that they are adopting, it is totally against the commands of Allah, totally against the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what happens to such liaisons? Like I mentioned, after 6 months, after one year, yeah, Imam, we're having problems. Please come and sort this thing out. I cannot take it anymore. She says, I cannot take it. I cannot stand him anymore. And when he hears that she's fallen pregnant, why did you have to fall pregnant? I was about to divorce you also. I was thinking of a separation. 6 months into a marriage. Because why? The foundation that brought them together was not blessed. The foundation, they met in a very mixed environment. This is how it happens, the intermingling of sexes. This is how it brings down our culture. This is how it starts bringing down our deen. And then you will find, illa mashallah. Some people make tawbah after that, and they become good Muslims. But it doesn't mean now this is the avenue we must adopt. No, we must stay away from such avenues. Because now why? This is not in conformity with the teachings of Islam. There is no guarantee that this liaison that is going to take place, this relationship that is going to take place, is going to be successful. On the other hand, we can also say, those marriages that have been formed by our parents, sometimes it's not successful. Yeah, it is there. Sometimes it happens. But at least the means that they have adopted was not against the teachings of Sharia, was not against the teaching of Islam. For that, they are not answerable. It happens sometimes. You find two people married, and different temperaments, whatever it is, they cannot live one on another. And they feel that the best solution is a separation or a divorce. And it happens. But in a proper manner. With due respect to the lady, he gives all due respect to the lady, and she respects him also, but somehow they cannot manage. Somehow they cannot manage. They feel that by them staying together, it is detrimental to your iman also. So they go for the separation. But the proceeding to that marriage, the avenues to those marriage, were all in a halal way. That is taqdeer. That is something, taqdeer, we cannot this thing. It can happen after 5 years, 10 years also. But when that foundation, now somebody said, this is also taqdeer. Somebody will say, this is also taqdeer, this is also to be pleased this time. If Allah is predestining for me in this way, then I will have to go. I will have to go. Allah gave you that faculty of thought, the faculty of thinking. Use your thinking at that time. Use your intelligence at that time. That the action you are going to perpetrate right now, is it in conformity with the teachings of Allah, with the teachings of Rasulullah, with the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? No, it is totally against it. So you don't even go near it. And look how beautiful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا تَقْرَبُ الزِّنَا. Don't even go near it. Allah did not say don't make zina. وَلَا تَقْرَبُ الزِّنَا. Don't even go near zina. And the zina of the eyes is looking. Zina of the hands is touching. Zina of the mouth is speaking or whatever it is. The kissing also. Zina of the feet is going towards such an avenue also. And one who will involve himself in this. How strongly Rasulullah mentioned against zina. How strongly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran also. A youngster came, youth came in the time of Rasulullah said, Ya Rasulullah, I wish to commit zina. Rasulullah said, oh, is that so? Would you like anyone to make zina with your mother? He said, no. Would you like anyone to make zina with your wife? He said, no. You want anyone? Would you like anyone to make zina with your sister? He said, no. Would you like anyone to make zina with your daughter? He said, no. Well, the woman that you want to make zina with, maybe someone's daughter, maybe someone's sister, maybe someone's mother. Rasulullah explained to him nicely. He said, Ya Rasulullah, I will never commit zina. Rasulullah patted his chest. Oh, Allah protect you. They say you won't find a more chaste person than that man at that time. Desires are within us. Shaitan will lead us to such avenues. Shaitan will make us involve ourselves in such things when we go into such environments. That is why it is very important for us to stay away from such environments. Create an environment where you don't have to go in there. You want to get married? You are alone in this country? Come, there are other people who can fulfill this desire of yours. Come to the imam, come to the masjid, or go to the other centers. There you have your Muslim to Muslim, Muslim matrimonial service. You will find another. You don't have to attend such gatherings where you're going to expose yourself. You're going to expose yourself to other men. And how many men are going to feast their eyes on you also? You think only one. You're going to be a means of other people. Iman coming down also. Creating lust and passions in other people also. Just as it is wrong for women to attend this gathering, similarly it is wrong for the men also to attend such gatherings. Because why? It is totally against the teachings of Islam. And we must do everything in our power. And like I mentioned before, as imams it is our duty to speak against this, whether people like it or not. Whether people like it or not, whether they understand it or not. You can say, you can make whatever statement you want. Since the sheikh is coming, just creating trouble in the society. Creating trouble in the community. You can say what you want to. That doesn't bother me one bit. If I see something wrong in society, and I will talk against it. Because that is my duty. So my respected brothers and sisters, at this event, we should try and encourage each and everyone not to attend. Especially those that are not married in our society. And maybe, I don't know if those married, young married brothers have some other intentions. They're going to look for the second or third one. Remember the law of the country. Remember the law of the country. You're not worried about the law of Allah. The law of Allah allows you four, okay. Now you say, I'm worried about the law of Allah. I want to fulfill the sunnah of Rasulullah. Remember the law of the country also. So let's take that into consideration. Now my respected brothers, now we live in a society that, you know, which is totally against dini concepts. So we worry about our children. We worry about our families also. And some of us feel that, no, we cannot keep them in the house all the time. It becomes difficult for them. They are looking for avenues. We have young children who are full of energy, strength, stamina in them. And they need some avenues. They need some avenues to let this out. So what should we do? Why don't we have some community events or such? Now in this community events also, there is a possibility of intermingling also. There is a possibility of intermingling. But we have to take all precaution whatsoever. We have to take all precaution whatsoever to the best of our ability. Now inshallah, with regard to this social event tomorrow that is taking place at the Manimur Park, organized by some of our brothers here from the masjid. It is a picnic that will take place tomorrow from 3 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. in the Manimur Park. The activity is, this is mostly for our children. And I made it clear to the organizers of this event that the ladies will be on one side, the children will be in the center, and the men will be on the other side. If there is no control of this event, I say it now, I said it the other night to the organizers also, that if there is no control, and things go out of control, out of context as far as this event is going to take place, there will be no further announcements of such events from this masjid. There will be no such announcements of such events, of this type of events from the minbar. I will not make such announcements. I will not make such announcements. So it is up to us, all of us that are intending going, or that have the intention of going tomorrow, to make it a success. Let us make it such that the woman come dressed adequately, properly. The woman must be dressed properly. The men also should stay to their sides. And there will be enough children to send your messages about. There will be enough. I don't mean the other messages, please. Well, I mean you have something to tell to your wife or to send a message to your daughter. There will be other children, or your son is there, or your whatever it is there. Send them across. You don't have to go there yourself. Please.
You don't have the food prepared on this side, barbecue, whatever it is. Send it with some small children there. The men don't have to go there. If they, you know, if we have the intention of adhering to the hijab or adhering to that separation of the sexes, it can be done. It can be done. There is nothing impossible. There is no, it's not difficult. It is only we within ourselves must be prepared to implement it. We ourselves must be prepared to implement it. Today we feel in the education system, how can we have the separation of the classes? No, you can. It is done in other places. It is done in other places. What's so difficult in doing it in our places also? The thing is, we must be prepared to take that step. If we are prepared to take that step, inshallah, Allah will give barakah in there, Allah will help us in that also. And I can guarantee you, there are many, many parents. There are many parents who are looking for such situations, such avenues also. But because it's not there, they don't know what to do, they send their children to the public school. If we create that environment, if we create this situation, Allah will send the students, Allah will send the people there also. We come from South Africa, you think our, you know, we live in, like they say, some people are, oh, in Africa, you see the animals running around in the street, South Africa? I say, you come to South Africa, we have better buildings than you, we have better roads than you at times. We live better life than you. So we also come from that environment, where it is called totally Western environment also. But alhamdulillah, by the grace and mercy of Allah, such institutions have been established. Some of the clothes that our children wear there, your children haven't even smelled those clothes. Wallah, I'm telling you. If you go to South Africa and see the situation, of how the rich also dress and how they carry on also. It's not only here, it's every throughout the world. But there are establishments that have been established where this separation takes place. It's nothing difficult. Stop questioning it. Today we want dalil from here, we want dalil from there. But look at the situation of our woman folk. Look at the situation of the ummah. Lady Cook, who writes in the encyclopedia, she herself says that the downfall of the Westerners came when they adopted the systems. When they adopted the systems. The intermingling of the sexes. If you look into the encyclopedias, the Westerners themselves are writing about this today. But we Muslims, we don't want to take this. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq. So this event will be taking place tomorrow, respected brothers and sisters. It is for all the Muslim brothers and sisters to come. Bring your children across over there, inshallah. There will be some soccer, volleyball for them also. And it is a potluck. Bring a dish to share with others also, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq of adhering to these commandments and the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Also, brothers, a very important message here. As I say, if we are spending the right manner, Allah will reward us. We know we always have the dawah booth at the Piyala Fair. And alhamdulillah, all praise to Allah, that from last year, we know of only one known incident, one known person accepting Islam. There may have been others who had come from different places, accepted somewhere else. But this is within our vicinity. That we know of one that had accepted. Alhamdulillah. Last year they distributed 200 Quran, 800 books, 12,000 pamphlets. And the cost of that stall is about $1,700. $1,700 for this few weeks, from September 6 until September 22. And this year the intention is to distribute 15,000 pamphlets, 300 Quran, 600 tapes, and whatever it is. But we need. The cost will be more than $3,000. And brother, alhamdulillah, has been running it for many years. And alhamdulillah, we need the funds for this to carry on. It is a means of dawah also. Let us spend in there. Let us spend in there. Somebody will come to know about Islam, inshallah. We will be rewarded. Besides the funds, we want volunteers also. We want volunteers to give some time to that booth. Because a lot of people come there. Alhamdulillah, I had the opportunity of going one day there. Inshallah, this year I told brother, alhamdulillah, time, give more time. Last year I just came, so I didn't know what it was. So many people come and they are really interested in Islam. If we are there to explain them, and they have, some of them have misconceptions, that we cannot explain them, and if we cannot give time to that booth, respected brothers, then who can give time? So let us give some time to that booth also, to that fair also, whereby inshallah we can be of benefit to others also. So inshallah, after the salah, brother Habdi will be making a collection for this event, and so we should try and contribute generously, and give your names as volunteers also. What times and what days also, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
الحمد لله الذي أنزل على عبده الكتاب ولم يجعل له عوجا وأرسل الأنبياء لهداية الناس جميعا أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا قوا أنفسكم وأهليكم نارا وقودها الناس والحجارة عليها ملائكة غلاظ شداد لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم ويفعلون ما يؤمرون وقال سبحانه وتعالى قل للمؤمنين يغضوا من أبصارهم ويحفظوا فروجهم ذلك أزكى لهم إن الله خبير بما يصنعون وقال سبحانه وتعالى وقل للمؤمنات يغضضن من أبصارهن ويحفظن فروجهن ولا يبدين زينتهن إلا ما ظهر منها إلى آخر الآية وقال سبحانه وتعالى يا أيها النبي قل لأزواجك وبناتك ونساء المؤمنين يدنين عليهن من جلابيبهن ذلك أدنى أن يعرفن فلا يؤذين وكان الله غفورا رحيما وقال سبحانه وتعالى يا نساء النبي لستن كأحد من النساء تقيتن فلا تخضعن بالقول فيطمع الذي في قلبي مرض وقلن قولا معروفا وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يكون هواه تبعا لما جئت به أقول قولي هذا أستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروا إنه الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد ومن يعصهما فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل وسلم على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات والمسلمين والمسلمات وبارك والأحياء منهم الأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات اللهم يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا وقلوب المؤمنين على دينك يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا وقلوب المؤمنين على طاعتك اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه اللهم إنا نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار اللهم ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع البرار اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين ودمر أعداءك أعداء الدين اللهم ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للقوم الظالمين ونجنا برحمتك من القوم الكافرين اللهم إنا نسألك من الخير كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه ما لم نعلم ونعوذ بك من الشر كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه ما لم نعلم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم واغفر لنا إنك أنت الغفور الرحيم وصل اللهم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله تعالى يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله تعالى أعلى وأولى وأزوج وأتم وأهم وأكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون.